What's up, Facebook? It's Danny. I should be at our skills class this morning, but unfortunately, I'm not. We have this issue in the shower that's been breaking, so the guy's here fixing it. And I'm just sitting here doing nothing, really, so I thought I'd talk to you guys. I wanted to wish every single one of you a happy Valentine's Day. I wanted to wish you all an incredible day. And I wanted to encourage all of you out there that are working hard on a daily basis to fulfill your dreams in business. I wanted to encourage you that the best gift that you can give your honey, the best gift that you can give your spouse, the best gift that you can give your Sancho or your Jaina for that matter, the best gift that you can give whoever it is that's by your side on a daily basis is to go out and slay the dragon. That's the best gift you can give, guys, and gals for that matter, is to go out and slay that dragon. And what's that dragon? The dragon is your goals. The dragon is your vision. The dragon is that thing that you want to accomplish for your family, for your team. It's funny, you know, people always ask me, what's your team? What's your football team? What's your this team? What's your basketball team? I'll tell you what I always tell them. I say, I'll tell you my team. My team is number one, my vision. Number two, my goals. Number three, my wife. Number four, my kids. Number five, my entire family. And now number six, all of you out there, the followers of the Real Estate Sales Show that could potentially become some other show or some other name. And I say it that way, guys, because I know teams are great, and I know that sports is fantastic, and I know getting entertained is fantastic. And yet, at the end of the day, guys, I personally don't have the patience nor the bandwidth to expense any energy on anything other than the team that I'm responsible for. And the team that I'm responsible for is these human beings that God has blessed me with, my wife, my kids, the people in our company, and those of you that are following the show now, you know, like it's like our extended family, right? And so I wanted to challenge you, and I wanted to just kind of let you know on this Valentine's Day that you do have the capacity to slay the dragon, guys. You really do. You do have the ability. You do have the talent. You do have the wherewithal. You do have the knowledge. I'm a big believer in the fact that everything that you need to succeed is within. It really is. It really is. You know, whenever a new technology product comes out, or whenever a new software comes out, or whenever a new anything comes out that can help me get better at business, that can help me get better at slaying the dragon, guess what I do? I just go learn it. I don't wait for anybody to teach it to me. I don't wait for anybody to show me how to use it. I don't wait for anybody for damn nothing. That's what I don't wait for. And I don't wait for anybody because I don't have time for that, because I got these beautiful people that are counting on me. And I know that's intense. I don't know, you could sense my intensity. I know you could sense the fact that I get pretty passionate about things. But I don't know about you guys, but this June I turned 40. That means I got 60 years to go. My goal is to live 100. I'm going to live 100. That's just the way it's going to go down. That's what I decided. And I don't know about you guys, I don't know if you think about this, but every year that goes by, it's another year that has gone by where hopefully you're inching closer to slaying that dragon, to accomplishing that goal, to creating that dream life that your family deserves, to creating the dream life that the people that follow you, that the people that are trusting in you to lead them deserve. And how does that tie into, you know, sports or anything? It's simple, guys. It's, you have the capacity to slay the dragon. But it's pretty damn tough to slay the dragon when you're trying to slay the dragon, you got 20 other things that you're focused on. You know what I'm saying? You got to learn, guys. You got to learn, especially on this beautiful Valentine's Day, you got to learn that the greatest gift that you can give the people that you love, the greatest gift that you can give your spouse, the greatest gift that you can give anybody who God has entrusted you to lead and to provide for, is go make it happen, guys. It's to go dominate. I'm going to say it's to go kick some ass. It's to go leave a legacy. It's to go provide for that sweetheart in your life and to to provide for her, not money, because I know people, you know, right away people get all trippy about money. Oh, he's always talking about money. Stop, grow up. I'm talking about winning. I'm talking about freedom. I'm talking about allowing that person in your life to live whatever life they want, and you looking at them in the eye and say, whatever you want, babe, it's okay, because I got you covered. I got you covered, because I'm gonna go make it happen. I'm gonna go do the damn thing. I'm gonna go slay the dragon so that you, my love, you can do whatever you want. You can live however you want. You can experience whatever you want. If you wanna work, great. If you don't wanna work, it doesn't matter. If you wanna go build a charity, great. If you wanna go build a business, I got you covered. We got everything, we got the resources. You don't have to worry about a thing. You, my gift to you, my love, is that you can go experience life however you wanna experience it, because I'm gonna go slay the dragon for you. And you see, when you're committed like that, and listen, and by the thumbs and by the hearts and everything that I'm getting from you guys, when you're committed to living like that, guess what starts to happen? You little by little start to not have as much time to spend on the things that you used to think were important. You little by little don't have as much time to worry about the things that you used to worry about. You little by little stop having the time to waste energy on people, on problems, on scenarios, on situations that mess with your mojo. You become a person that is focused only on one thing, and that's slaying the dragon. And you're slaying the dragon for who? You're slaying the dragon for the people that God has entrusted you with. So as I'm sitting here waiting for our faucet to get fixed, I thought I'd leave you that message. I thought I'd give you the right perspective. Doesn't mean that it's a wrong perspective. It's just my perspective. You could like it. You don't want to like it, but that's okay. Wi-Fi's better in here. What I do know, guys, is that God has entrusted me with. They're going to live life at the fullest potential. They're going to experience whatever they want, because nothing, and I mean nothing, is going to get in my way from giving them that. Think about that for a second. If you need help with that, if you say, Danny, man, that sounds great, that sounds fantastic, but the reality is I don't know where to start, I'll tell you where to start. Honest to God, hop on the Real Estate Sales Show. Hop on that show and go listen to every episode from episode number one. And I guarantee you this. I guarantee you that you will find the answer in one of the episodes. I guarantee you that. Second thing, get to Relentless, guys. It's going to be a great event. I think we got like 400 people registered already. We're for sure gonna double the size of Relentless in 2016. Hi, Tata.
Hi.
Say hi to everybody.
Hi.
That's my son, The Expressive. And as I was saying, get to Relentless, go to relentlessevent.com. Grant Cardone is coming. We got John Tsai. We just announced yesterday he's the first panelist member. We'll be announcing a panelist member every 2 weeks or so. It's gonna be a great, great, great event. Happy Valentine's, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're out there fighting for your dreams, go slay that freaking dragon. Don't stop short. All right, guys? Want to say hi?
Hi. Hi.
That's what it's all about, guys. Bye.